When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the girl CEO show. Run it up. Always on the grind. You already know what's up. Everything from dating to life in the business. Covering it all like a boss. Come and get this. It's the girl CEO show. Yeah.
Hey, best friends. Welcome to the girl CEO show, the playground for female entrepreneurs. And let me just start this show off with saying I missed y'all. Listen, we are gearing up for 2024, baby. And this year, we are not playing. Let me slow that down. We are not playing. Because we played in 2023 a little bit, and we really played in 2022. And baby, 2021 really played with us. But this year, we are taking things up a notch. Now, before we kick this podcast off, let me start by saying that this podcast is sponsored by Herlistic, the number one plant-based beauty and feminine care brand. You all, if you have not gotten your C-Glow system for your skin and you've been looking at my photos online trying to figure out, girl, how did you get that glow? Honey, I'm using Herlistic C-Glow system. It's the cleanser, it's the toning serum, and it's the moisturizer that has been a complete game changer for my skin. So if you have not gotten yours, let's go into 2024 glowing. Go get yours, honey. www.shopherlistic.com. Use code SELFCARE to get 15% off your first order. Okay? All right. Now, we are only a few days away from the new year. And I don't know about you all, but I told myself that I'm doing things a little different this year. I don't care how much I played in 2023. I'm not doing that in 2024. And you all know that when I set these goals, I love for you to come on this journey with me. Like, we got to do it together, you know? We best friends. Best friends is you, it's me. We have to be productive. Now, it starts with us deciding and taking a little bit of accountability. So we have to decide and then take accountability. What is it that we're really going to do? And I know that you guys are used to creating this long, crazy-ass list of things. We're not doing that this year because we didn't do all the stuff we had on the list last year, okay? We just didn't do it. And that's okay because we made things a little difficult by putting too many things on the list. This year, we're doing it completely different. We are focusing on one to two things. So if you're driving, just go ahead and put those two things in your mind. And then when you pull over, just put it in your notes. If you are at your desk listening to this, if you are in your home listening to this, what are the two things that we are going to focus on in 2024 that we want to accomplish? Let's start there. Now, best friends, we have to be honest with ourselves, okay? The thing that we have to understand is that you can't just shift into productivity. You just can't shift into being consistent. You can't just shift into bossing up. You can't just shift into accomplishing the goals. What I have learned is that you have to think about what is stopping you from making things happen mentally. Okay, let's dig a little deep. Now, we don't function well when we are in certain spaces. And those certain spaces are when we are in stressful situations and when our money is not right. And when we are doing things, currently doing things that we do not enjoy. Can we just get an amen? Praise God to that. When we are stressed, when our money is funny, and we are already drained because we're doing some things that we don't want to do, it makes it so hard to get up and start the business, start the podcast, live your best damn life, go work out in the gym. It really makes it 10 times harder. So we have to figure out what we are going to focus on. Those two things. And then we need to shift our mind. And the only way that we can shift the mind to shift into our destiny and to accomplish these goals is to get those three areas right. First thing is first. Are you currently doing something you enjoy? Now, let's just put it out there. If we're doing something we don't enjoy, if it's a job or a career or whatever the heck it is, and it's making you some money, we can't just jump out of it and leave it where it is, because we have to make sure that we got the income flowing in at all times. We got to make some sacrifices. We're going to have to identify what it is about this specific thing that we're doing that is draining the hell out of us. Okay. Is it the coworker? Is it the commute in the morning? Is it the hours? Okay. Is it you just don't like it? You're not passionate about it. Write it down. Let's start there. Okay. The second thing that we need to make sure that we are flowing in the right space with is that we need to make sure that we are mentally and emotionally in the right place. Now, the girl CEOs went through a lot in 2023. So many girl CEOs went through career changes, but a lot of you all went through emotional, relational breakups. Okay. The girls were hitting me up like, Ronnie, I had to get out of that situation. It held me back. It was the reason why I wasn't consistent. I have to be honest with you. I wasn't going as hard. It ended up being the biggest distraction for me. And we're just not doing that in 2024. Okay. So we have to renew our minds. We have to forgive ourselves for the decisions that we made. No, I did not say forgive the people. You can forgive them, but we're just not taking it with us in 2024 because we are still open to new situations. All right. New friendships, new relationships. A lot of times when you are bitter about the past and the things and the people that hurt you, you don't really get to a place where you're open again about giving people a chance in 2024. And in 2024, girl CEOs, I am all for you all being loved on. I'm all for you being treated well. I'm all for you making the money that you want to make. All right. So let's get the environment together. Let's get the emotional side together. And then we can focus on the income. Then we can get to the goals. All right. Let's just start there. All right. So what are those two things for you? Are you starting the business that you've always wanted to start? Are you making new friends, transitioning your circle, getting around some more ambitious, outgoing, fun people? Because you got to do that every few years, right? Or are you making more time for yourself? Maybe this year is not even about making money for you. You know, a lot of my friends are in a season where money is great, but they want their time back. They want the freedom. They want the flexibility. And I'm like, damn, are we getting old? Because I'm really just getting to the point where it's like, are my bills paid? All right. If my bills are paid and I can just relax and chill, I'm okay with that. Give me my pink pajamas, my soft PJs, my tea on my nightstand, my comfortable bed, and I just want to relax for a little bit. That might be the thing for you. And if that is the thing for you, that is 100% okay. But whatever the two things are that you wrote down, I want us to focus on those two things and only those two things. We don't realize how our mindsets and us putting these thoughts in our head that we can't accomplish things really hold us back. And on top of that, the day-to-day things that we experience from being a mother, from working in corporate America, even if you're not a mother, corporate America will drain the hell out of you. We don't realize how these things prevent us from actually taking the leap. It's like once you get to focusing on the goal, you're so exhausted that you don't even have time to do the things that you want to do. But guess what? We are not playing that game in 2024. I want to also add that as we focus on these two things, some of y'all might be buying y'all a house, okay? Listen, I love that for you. But as we focus on these two things, we have to make a mental note that whoever we were in 2023, we are not going to be that person in 2024. And let me just throw this out there. Some of you took a whole lot of shit in 2023. You apologized for things that you should not have apologized for. You let people stay around a little longer than they should have. You were trying to be friends with people who had no friend morals, all right? Did not have your back, did not have your best interests. You extended yourself way too much. Let me make this clear. You're not doing that in 2024. 2024 is your turn. That's like the anthem for the girl CEOs. It's my turn. 2024 is about you. It's about you putting you first. It's about you doing the things that you've wanted to do. It's about you living the life that you've dreamed of. It's about you starting over. Yes, you're starting over. This is the rebirth, okay? Actually, let's change the anthem. This is the rebirth year. Something about rebirth is standing out to me. So we are doing a rebirth in 2024. So we're focused on these two things. We're not playing small. We're not dealing with any of the shit that we dealt with in 2023. It's all about us, and it's the rebirth year. It's you getting the apartment that you wanted. It's about you getting the home that you wanted. It's about you having the bank account that you wanted. It's about you driving the car that you wanted to drive. But we have to create environments that allow us to be productive and promote growth. If you are stressed, if you are drained, if you are in that toxic relationship, we can't grow in those areas. So they got to go. So get your two things written down. And if you follow me on social media at Ronnie Brown, R-O-N-N-E, Brown like the color, send me your two things after you listen to this podcast. And we together are going to make a decision that we are going to make these two things happen. Now, let's start with the first thing. You know, everyone says this thing about making these affirmations, and y'all, I love me some affirmations, but this year, I want us to have a strategic plan, and whatever it is that you're planning to do, I want us to have a strategy around that thing. Now, I don't want to go down the affirmations road, but I do want you all to write it out and have it somewhere visible, all right? And then I want to get to the strategy. How do we actually
fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Make this happen. The first question that I want you to ask yourself is, what do I have to actually do to accomplish this? All right. The second thing I want you to ask yourself is, what sacrifices will I have to make Actually, write both of those things down. Because we need to ask ourselves, like, what do I need to do to actually make this happen? And what sacrifices am I going to have to make? Now, you guys, I have accomplished a lot of goals in my lifetime. Some were really easy, but the ones that were worth it, baby, they stretched me. They stretched me. They required a lot. I had to sacrifice a lot. I had to sacrifice a lot of time. I had to sacrifice a lot of sleep. I had to sacrifice a lot of fun. I had to sacrifice a lot of vacations. And sometimes I had to sacrifice going out to dinner and all the things. So I really want you to focus on that second question. And I want you to write these things out. What are you willing to sacrifice to make these things happen? All right. Now, ladies, especially to my moms, I know that when we say this is the rebirth year, I'm like, make it all about you. But something that I've learned is that I can't sacrifice my family and the time with my family. You know, I made my first $1 million in 2013. And when I made my first $1 million, I was like, oh, you know, so excited. It was such a big goal. But you guys, we are 13 years later having this conversation. And when you get into the thick of things, you realize what's really important. And it's not all of the stuff. It's not all of the money. I didn't share a lot of this, you know, lately. But, you know, my dad got very sick lately, was diagnosed with cancer. And it really just broke me. It really hurt me. And throughout that time, I was just like, nothing is more important than this. I've been spending so much time with my dad, so much time with my family, because it really just woke me up. So I know that when we are setting these goals, we tend to say, later for this, later for the people you love. I want you to put the people that you love, the people that bring you joy. I'm not talking about the ones that are stressing you out. I'm not talking about the negative family members. I'm not talking about the people who don't believe you. I'm talking about the people who bring you joy. I want you to put them at the top of your list. And you're not going to hear anyone else in business say this, because they're all going to be saying, you know, grind till you go blind and, you know, sleep when you're dead. And I do not condone any of that. All right. I am all about balance. I am all about understanding that you can work smart and not hard. I am all about the soft life, and I'm all about making a whole lot of money and doing just a little work. Okay. That's possible. All right. So I want you all to put that at the top of the list. The people that you love, the people that bring you joy, the people that keep you laughing, the people that keep you going. I want you to put those people at the top of the list, the tippity top. Okay. And then we're going to write down what we're willing to sacrifice. Maybe you're not going to get your nails done as much because you need to invest in your business. Maybe you're not going to get your hair done as much because you're going to invest in your business. Maybe you're not going on the vacations unless you're going to a business conference so you can learn something new. You're going to put that on hold. All right. And then we're going to write down this third thing. The third thing is going to be, how many hours are you willing to dedicate a day to accomplish this goal? Now, this is where it gets tricky because, baby, we love to set these goals. And this is why I said we are sticking to two. Two goals. Because when it comes down to the daily activities, and then we wake up and we go to work and we come home or we run our businesses or we deal with our kids or some personal stuff happens, we completely put those goals on the back burner and we do not allocate the time that we are supposed to allocate towards that goal. All right. So how many hours a day are you willing? Are you willing to invest to make that thing happen? All right. Now, another thing I want you to write down is, who can help me accomplish this faster? Because one thing that we don't do is take our network serious. I'm old school. I am all for it takes a village, not just to raise your kids. It takes a village to build a business. And many of you all who listen to this podcast, you have a village, you have a network, But your ego is like, no, we don't want to ask anybody. We don't want to include them. We're going to get this out the mud alone. Well, I'm telling you all that when I come on here now and we have these this time together, I'm not talking to you from the egotistic amateur entrepreneur perspective. I'm talking to you from the girl, I have worked myself to death. I have led with ego because I wanted to be the person to say I did it and I did it alone. And it got me absolutely nowhere. Okay. I have been the person that was staying up to 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. There are no rewards for doing it alone when you don't have to. So I know it sounds better, but I'm in a season where I'm so thankful for the people who pour into me. I'm so thankful for my friends, for my business friends that I can call when I'm going through things. I am so thankful for those people in my life. Why? Because I know and understand that God gave me those people for a reason that for a very long time I didn't realize. It wasn't just to say, oh, you know, that's my friend. It was for those people to be able to help me through my goals and to save me money. And when I say save money, I mean the problems, the headache, the hiccups, the mistakes. We have to understand that your friends who have experience can save you a whole lot of money and a whole lot of headache. And you will get to a point where you're like, man, because I talked to this person, I did not invest that $5,000 over here because they told me what happened when they did it. Okay. Or they can say, do this instead. So we really have to value our network in a way that we understand that they are God-given. All right. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for someone else's feedback because it truly does make a difference. Okay. So write this down. Who can help me accomplish this goal? All right. Now, if you don't feel like you have anyone that can help you accomplish that, get a mentor. And if you are new to this podcast, you want to get your brand right, of course, come and work with me. I can help you ignite your brand and take your business to the next level. I work with thousands of entrepreneurs from all over the globe. www.rehabyourbrand.com. All right. But if you have a circle of people who are doing some things, go through them first and get some feedback. Okay. Who can help you accomplish this goal? Now, this next one is really, really important as we prepare for this 2024. Now, this is one of those ones where it's right in our face. We don't like to talk about it. We don't even see the value in going through it, but we need to acknowledge that we had to go through it to grow through it. All right, let's ask yourself this last question. It is, what did I learn from my past mistakes in reference to this? And best friends, I want you to write this out. This is everything that went wrong. This is everything that flopped. All right. This is everything that backfired. These are the lessons. And I'm not just talking about the financial lessons, because here's the thing. We're talking about growing your business in 2024, but everything impacts your momentum. We're talking about being successful in your career in 2024. Because we have a lot of successful career people who listen to this podcast that are moving up in corporate America as well, that have their side hustle on their side. And we have to know and understand that the people and the environment that we are in, they impact how well we do, how much we grow, how much money we make. It impacts all those things. So I want you to write down what went wrong, from the money to the social life, to the dating life, okay? This may be a diary, but we need this. And I want to make sure that going into 2024, kicking off the year and your rebirth year, that you are committed to not making the same mistakes or doing the same stuff that you did in 2023. So look at that list. If you spent too much time with the wrong people, you're not doing that in 2024. If you spend too much money eating out, shopping versus investing in the stock market versus investing in your business versus buying some property, you're not doing that in 2024. You're going in a different direction. Okay. And let me just say, I told you to put the two goals. I told you to put the two goals somewhere where you can see them. The two goals. But now I'm going to kind of take it to like the next level. I want you to put all of the things that went wrong. I want you to write that down. And I want you to put that somewhere where you look at it every day. The mistakes you made, the mistakes I made in 2023. And I want you to look at that every day, because when you see the mistakes that you made in 2023 that you learned from, we are going to guarantee that we don't make those same mistakes in 2024. Y'all going to get real quiet. This is the part where you're like, I know I'm not supposed to be friends with that person. I know this person is not supposed to be my business partner. I know that this is not the soulmate that God sent me. What am I doing? Let's go ahead and clear the table right now. Okay. This podcast is for you. This is for you to check yourself before we go into this new year. Our energy will not be distributed to the wrong places, the wrong people, or the wrong things in 2024. This is part one, you guys. I'm coming back next week. We're going into part two, okay? I want to see your list. I want to see the things that you learned from in 2023. I want to see them. If you're on Instagram, come tag me. I want to see them. Put them on your stories. Tag me at Ronnie Brown. And I want us to go on this journey together. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'll be back next week with part two, y'all. Let's do it. See y'all soon. Bye.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.